June 15th, 2005, item number 50. Today's guest is Chris Rockwell from the Daily Download.
Podcast411.com. Listen different.
I'm your host, Rob, and this is the Podcast 411 Podcast. Before we get into our interview with Chris Rockwell from the Daily Download, a couple quick news and notes. First, as always, please make sure you visit our site at www.podcast411.com. We have many good tutorials, forum boards, skit exchanges, many other features that help out podcasters and podcast listeners. Today, we have a new feature, and it is our tech tip feature. And today's tech tip is on Audacity Recovery Utility. So anyone who's ever lost Audacity recording, this is a great tech tip for you. And it comes from Ed from the Kansas City Weather Podcast. And I'll have links to Ed's podcast and also to the Audacity Recovery Utilities that he mentions in the show notes. Well, here's today's tech tip.
If you're like many podcasters, you might be using Audacity to edit your podcast. Now, one of the biggest complaints that people have had from Audacity is its periodic tendency to crash, essentially blowing away any work you had done up till that point. But there is some good news with regards to recovering some of that work you have done. Now, of course, you want to make it a practice of saving rather often within the program itself so you don't lose any of that information potentially. But what Audacity actually does is it breaks a lot of the recording that you have done into small blocks of about 1 megabyte each. It allows Audacity to perform a lot of the editing tasks a little bit more efficiently than if it was one large file. And it saves those files while you're working on them in a temporary directory that you can specify within Audacity's preferences. So when Audacity crashes, you can actually go back into Audacity, make sure you say don't delete those temporary files, and actually use Audacity's import audio feature to re-import those audio files into the program so you can work with them again. The only problem with this method is that there's a lot of those .au audio files in that directory, so piecing together little bits and pieces of your audio can be very cumbersome and annoying. But there is a utility out there that will actually assemble a lot of those blocks for you into larger tracks that make it a little bit easier for you to manipulate. The program is still in testing, but if you head over to www.mesw.de/audacity/recovery, you will find the Audacity Recovery Utility that you can use within your program to recover those files in a little bit more of a nice fashion than it would otherwise work. I've actually used this recovery once and actually had fairly good success. The only problem I ran into with the recovery utility is that occasionally you'll get some bits and pieces that you have already edited out. I hope you find this information useful if you use Audacity to record your podcast. From the Kansas City Weather Podcast at kcweather.blogspot.com, I'm meteorologist Ed Roberts.
Thanks, Ed, for the tech tip. We'll have links to that tech tip in our show notes. If you out there have a tech tip you'd like to have played on the show, please send them or links to them to podcast411@gmail.com. In the title, put tech tip, and we'll see about getting your tech tips on the show. We're going to go ahead and make amends for past sins by getting into our interview with Chris Rockwell for the Daily Download. And I say past sins because the first time I interviewed Chris, I messed up the sound quality so bad that I couldn't keep the interview up on the website. If you thought some of my past ones were bad, this one was 10 times worse. Lots of clipping and other mistakes when I was doing the recording, but hey, it was my first one. What did I know? Let's go ahead and play the interview with Chris Rockwell from the Daily Download. Here we go. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Chris, I've already interviewed you twice. You've been on the show twice before, so you're not going to get the traditional first question. So, you know, we don't have to go back and redo that.
Okay.
But for those of people out there that don't know what your show's about, maybe I should play the strangest is a strange preview that I did for your show. I don't know if that would be a good way to introduce them to what your show is about.
I love it. I think it's one of the most perfect things that anybody's ever done on my show. So
let me play it.
That would be great.
This is Rob from Podcast 411, and this is the Strangest of the Strange podcast review. In today's review, we'll be looking at The Daily Download by Chris Rockwell. The concept behind this podcast is rather simple. Chris records his podcast each day while he's going to the bathroom, hence the name The Daily Download. This is truly toilet humor. But Chris does it in a very, I hate to use the word, tasteful manner. He mixes in good comedy and original ideas, including poop experiments, where you, the listener, get to send in ideas for Chris to do different experiments. The sound quality on this podcast is excellent, sometimes too excellent. If you've listened to the podcast, you know what I mean. This podcast is definitely not for everyone. It's not for those that get grossed out by bodily functions. But if you're looking for humor, this is an excellent podcast. You can find this podcast at apeboymonkeygirl.com. That's apeboymonkeygirl.com. Now, it's not the number one downloaded podcast on the internet, but Chris is definitely making a push towards number two. Until the next time, this is Rob at Podcast 411 reminding you to listen different. Here is some rather appropriate music to leave you with.
That's awesome. I love that. That's the best thing anybody's ever said about my podcast. I love it. First time I heard that, that's just awesome. That was the best thing.
Well, I think now our listeners get the gist of what your show is about. What made you come up with this idea?
Well, it started as kind of a joke. My business partner who does band tracks and I were just kind of sitting back thinking, well, you know, what is this podcasting thing? Where is it going to go? You know, what can we do? And we listened to some and we're just like, wow, it's the coolest thing, because really here's just somebody sitting and talking about nothing and you know, what we called take a dump on the radio type thing. And then I went, what if I actually took a dump while recording? And that's how The Daily Download came about. And to begin with, it was just a test. It was just a joke. Wanted to see if anybody would ever even listen to something like this. And the sad fact is that a lot of people listen to this.
Well, here's a sad fact. I've been listening to you take a dump for the last 6 months. So that's a sad and scary thought in itself.
That is a sad and scary thought. Yes. Yeah, 122 shows now, so.
God. And when did your first show go up?
Man, I think December 12th. It was early December.
Yeah, I started listening to yours right before Christmas. Yeah, it's a scary thought.
It is a scary thought. But that's one of those things that, you know, you're amazed and appalled at the same time. That there's people out there that really dig it. And I've been told so many times that they don't, you know, because I hate my voice and I'm not the best producer in the world. And, you know, I admit all of that, but I get so many emails that say, none of that really matters. But as soon as you go, hang on a second, I got to push, it makes the show. And that's and they sit and wait for that one moment.
So. That's the only part of the show my wife can, you know, she's like, oh no. It's like, you have to put that show on the Bose dock.
That's something you don't want in stereo. No.
What podcasts are you listening to today?
Today? Let me see. Let me see what I've got in here in my queue. I have East Radio.
Good old Madge.
Because Madge cracks me up. I mean, I know she just drives some people nuts, but oh my God. She's funny. Let's see.
I haven't been able to figure out how to get Madge on the show and make it a G show. I don't think it's possible.
You know, you might be surprised. If you go with political topics where she is not so fiery on them, you might be able to keep it a little bit mellower. But she's a great voice. She really talks. She's one of the few podcasters that when you listen to it, you're like, wow, I've never heard some of this before, which is one of the great things about podcasting is it's that stuff that you don't hear that, wow, we now have somebody that's willing to talk about and do this type of a show. And that is, you know, really the beauty of podcasting that somebody like Madge has an audience.
A big audience.
A big audience, yes, absolutely.
You got a lot of people that are interested in yeast infections and bowel movements.
Absolutely.
Where is podcasting going?
Where is podcasting going?
Next it's a chlamydia cast.
And then on the upside, I mean, there's some people that I've always admired and always thought that they've done just a great job that are now moving to podcasts. You know, Kevin Rose, I'm going to say his name wrong, the whole group that used to be Tech TV when Tech TV was good.
Now This Week in Tech.
Right. They are now doing Twit, This Week in Tech, which is, you know, great. Wow, that's a great thing for those guys to be doing.
It's not This Week About Tech.
True. I love your show, too. It is one of the shows that I really listen to because it's one of the only places where, you know, a lot of people, and I'm one of these, too, when you get on and you're doing your show, I'm not sure if your true personality really does come out. You know, you kind of have that radio or podcast persona, and Podcast 411, I mean, you really get to hear the person talk and their thoughts, and it's all off the cuff, you know, unscripted for the most part. I've heard a few people that sound a little scripted, but hey, maybe that's just the way they are.
Some people studied my previous shows and knew the answers to the questions before I asked the questions.
Right.
But they don't know all the questions because I don't air them all.
Right. Absolutely. But I mean, and that's one of the, you know, I love your show for that reason.
Well, thank you.
Other shows that I am hooked and love, and I know it's not a very popular one, but man, it's so great, is Lured Lounge, lured.com, with Toby Radloff from American Splendor and Wayne Allen Harold, the guy who directed Killer Nerd. The podcast, most of the time, it's just a bunch of people drunk sitting around screaming at each other. And they've got the music by Mark Ricketts, who does Songs from the Matted Shag. And it is just one of those podcasts where if I put it in, I know there's at least one part where I'm just going to laugh hysterically over something that's just so stupid. And I love that. That's the kind of humor that I love. So that's always on the top of my list. As soon as they get one out, I grab it and listen to it.
Your wife has got to be the greatest wife in the planet of the earth to put up with your experiments. I mean, Lori is a saint.
She is, but she puts up with it to a point. Sometimes she tells me absolutely not. She doesn't want to have any part of whatever I'm doing. And I have to pretty much space them out. And, you know, I can usually, if I catch her off guard, she's usually great, and she usually doesn't get too PO'd. If I tell her I'm doing something, she'll always tell me no. So I've learned that, you know, you just do it, and then you deal with it afterwards. And she's been really good about it. She's been really great about it. And she's funny. I mean, she's funnier than I am, by far.
She adds a lot to the show. She does.
She sure does. Yeah, absolutely.
And the fact that she let you do the experiment in her car, in the bedpan, I can't believe she let you do it.
I couldn't believe she let me do it either. But I woke her up. She was laying on the couch asleep. And I woke her up and went for it. And I thought, there's no way she's going to let me do it. And as long as I clean the fish tank, which I did do.
You did? Okay, because you said you hadn't done that before.
I hadn't done it before. But, you know, it's her fish tank. She hadn't done it before. I mean, we've had fish for 3 years now, and I don't think the tank's ever been clean. So, I mean, that tells you the amount of work that had to go into cleaning the fish tank. So, you know, 5 minutes of my show compared to, you know, 6 hours cleaning a fish tank. But it got done.
Well, as a listener, we appreciate it. What can listeners look forward to on your show?
Me just being a moron. That's really what it is. Every Wednesday, I'll do a poop experiment. And that's one of my most popular things that I do. And then on every Saturday, I will play a new music independent that you probably have not heard yet. I usually try to go for some of the wackier, funnier stuff, or, you know, my tastes lean towards punk. So you'll get one of those. But the rest of the week, it's whatever's in the news. You know, whatever is on my mind when I sit down on the toilet, that's what you usually get.
Let's not forget to tell our listeners where to locate your podcast if they don't know already.
I'm at 8boymonkeygirl.com.
You've been doing this now, like we mentioned earlier, for quite some time. How has your recording setups changed? What have you found that worked and didn't work for doing a quote-unquote remote location recording.
Well, it started out, when the first time I talked to you, I was carrying a laptop into the toilet with me that was hardwired with a lavalier mic, sitting it down, playing music out of Winamp, and it was clunky. The sound wasn't very good. And to tell you the truth, it's a pain to sit there and try to wipe when you've got a laptop on your lap that you're, trying to mix audio and watch your levels and everything. So I've now changed, and I actually took over our guest bathroom, and in the tub there's now an audio rack that has a mixer, a compressor, noise gate. I have wireless headphones. I'm still using a lavalier mic, but I plan on moving to wireless maybe sometime soon. And now I just use my laptop. And sorry, and I'm recording to either my mini disc or my iRiver. And I just use the laptop. I bring the laptop in, set it down, and it's just my digital cart machine. So I'll load up my opens, music, news story, whatever I need in there, and just play them off the laptop and record directly to iRiver or mini disc. So it's quite different because I started out with, the $12 mic and the laptop, and I ended up with a, $300 system in my bathtub.
It's definitely a unique setup, that's for sure. There's not too many people out there that are going to have a bathroom location, but it is a good idea of what you can do for a remote location.
Yes. Well, and whenever, I go out for a remote, the iRiver's actually fantastic. It's screwed me a couple times. But, you plug it in, you put it in your pocket, you hide your lavalier mic, and you can go sit in a public toilet, eat Funyuns, and talk to people, and, it doesn't look too weird.
So you're using
it might sound weird, but it doesn't look
okay, so you're using the lavalier mic in the top of the iRiver?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
What software are you using right now to do your editing and post-production work?
Still using Audacity.
Okay.
I use, for my digital cart, for my laptop when I use the cart, it's called DSR 2600, I think. It's just something I found that was free on the web, and I like free. So I use
free is good.
Audacity's good, and the little cart machine that's free is good, and that's all that I need.
Now that you've been doing this for 6 months, what advice would you offer out to someone who's starting up today that you really maybe only learned recently or learned early on that you really think is the best advice for a new podcaster?
Really, to get yourself heard and to get out to those places that you want to be in, do something that interests you. Find like-minded people. Don't worry so much about the podcasting side of it. Yeah, there's going to be a bunch of places where people can get a bunch of podcasts. But if you come up with an idea and, you like to quilt and you want to do a podcasting on quilt, worry about going out and finding those other quilters. If you're into extreme sports, worry about going out and finding those, extreme sports sites and talking to those people. And bring people that aren't normally in our little podcast world in, and that's where, really most of my hits came from outside of the podcast world. They come from, poopreport.com. They come from Fest. They come from a couple of my different sponsors where people see it and then go into it. And it's just like-minded, they want to hear some toilet humor. They go to, I Love Bacon, and there's a link from I Love Bacon to me. So it's, it's you finding that those like-minded sites and using those to, get ahead and find those people, because that's who you want to talk to anyway.
Excellent advice. That really is. Take his advice, folks. He knows what he's doing.
when we started, you and I started really close together.
Right.
What was different then than now?
The biggest thing I think that was different then than now was everybody had to figure out what the hell they were doing on their own, because they really, there wasn't that much information. Michael Gohagan's article was pretty good back in when he did his. The Engadget was okay, but it was missing pieces.
Right.
And then the hardware-wise, everybody was trying something different. Everyone was trying to figure out what was the best piece of hardware to use, what was the software to use.
But it seems like we've all gotten to a place where we know what's out there now, mm-hmm. where 6 months ago we didn't know what was out there. And it was, I remember, we'd get emails every day. How do you record Skype? Or how do you set up an XML? Because there was no information. You're right. It was just so out there. It just seemed like, okay, this is so hard to do. Which it wasn't once you figured it out.
And when we started, you didn't have to worry about getting votes on Podcast Alley because they didn't have voting at that time.
That's true. Well, and that's, you know, the other thing that I learned is, and this is why I say, you know, go out and find those like-minded people, is because you can get like tons and tons of hits from podcasters, and you're still not going to get the numbers that you can get from the hundreds of thousands of people out there that might like what you do or have a like mind, you know, in what you're doing.
Chris, thank you for coming on my 50th show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, man.
Well, folks, that concludes our interview with Chris Rockwell from the Daily Download. You can check out Chris's podcast at www.apeboymonkeygirl.com. That's apeboymonkeygirl.com. Thanks again, Chris, for coming on the show a third time, and this time the audio quality is much better. As always, if you have a promo you'd like us to play at the end of the show, please send it to podcast411@gmail.com. That's podcast411@gmail.com. Love to play your promo at the end of our show. At the end of today's show, we'll be playing a promo from Bits of Silicon Hell podcast. That's going to do it for us today. As always, I'm your host, Rob, reminding you to listen different with Podcast 411.
Hi, this is Craig from the Bits of Silicon Hell podcast. I brought along a friend today to help me tell all of you good folks what our podcast is all about. His name is Mike. Say hi, Mike.
Hi, everybody.
Mike, how would you describe the Bits of Silicon Hell podcast?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's about technology. It's not just some twit knockoff either. Mostly, because none of us have been on TV. For each show, we pick one or two topics and discuss how technology fits into our daily lives. We won't teach you how to format your hard drive, but we will help you decide if you should take the blue pill or the red pill.
Well, that's it in a nutshell. Now go to bitsofsiliconhell.com and give us a listen so I don't have to use any more lame text-to-speech tricks to get attention.
I'm sorry. Oh, got it. I gotta leave that one in.
Yeah, that's great.
But, what you did, I don't know if I leave that one in or not.
You leave it in, but and don't have us laugh that about it. And just see how many people pick up on it.
Oh. I'm getting more comfortable doing this, as you can tell.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. What was that we said? I can't stop. Okay. Oh, this is going to be at the end of it. I'll have to put this in.